请我们翻到马太福音。
Can we turn to the Gospel of Matthew?
马太第十六章。
Chapter 16.
第十六节
Verse 16.
西门彼得回答说你是基督是永生神的儿子
Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
耶稣对他说西门巴约拿你是有福的因为这不是属血肉的指示你的乃是我在天上的父指示你的
And Jesus said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
我们暂时就读这么多。
We'll read this much for now.
这段圣经我们都知道，彼得得着一个很大的启示。
We know that in this portion of the scriptures, Peter received a great revelation.
因为神把他心中的秘密告诉彼得。
Because God revealed the secret in his heart to Peter.
所以我们的主就恭喜彼得。
So our Lord Jesus was congratulating Peter.
他说西门巴约拿你是有福的。
He said, Simon Barjona, you are blessed.
因为这不是属血肉的指示你。
Because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you.
乃是我天上的父指示给你。
But my Father who is in heaven.
所以可见我们知道说彼得他得着神心头中的秘密。
So we know that Peter received the secret in God's heart.
但这里还有一个秘密。
But there is another secret in here.
所以十八节主说我还要告诉你。
But in verse 18, that's why the Lord says, I also tell you.
那天父讲完了还不够。
Now, after the Father spoke, it was not enough.
那只是秘密的一半。
That was just half of the secret.
还有一半。
There's another half.
上一半是父告诉你的。
The first half was revealed by the Father.
下一半我还要告诉你。
The second half, I will reveal it to you.
然后我们的主就把他心头的秘密告诉门徒。
And then the Lord Jesus shared the secret to his disciples.
他说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
He said, I will build my church upon this rock.
原来教会乃是神心，乃是主耶稣心头的秘密。
Now the church is the secret in the heart of our Lord Jesus.
所以，如果今天早晨我们借着雅各的天梯爬到天上
，So if we took Jacob's ladder this morning and climbed up to heaven,
我们会发现宇宙的一个大的秘密。
We will discover a huge secret in the universe.
神心头的秘密是基督。
The secret or the mystery in the heart of God is our Lord Jesus.
基督的心头的秘密乃是教会。
And the secret in the Lord Jesus' heart is the church. So Christ and the church are the greatest mystery in the universe.
那不止如此
Not only that,
这也应该是我们一生的意向
This also ought to be the vision for our whole lives.
这次大会的信息里面有八分之五是说到基督
Now, in this conference, five-eighths are speaking of Christ.
八分之三说到教会
And then three-eighths is spoken of the church.
我想这个比例是非常好的
I think actually this proportion is very good.
所以我们相信这一次主是要借着这个大会把这个主题告诉我们
So this time the Lord wants to use this theme to speak to us.
讲到基督与教会
To speak about the Christ and the church.
那今天早晨我们早晨的几堂我们重在教会。
So in the morning sessions, we like to focus on the church.
那我们的题目是教会的前途。
Our theme is the future of the church.
为什么我们提起这个题目呢
？Why do we want to mention this?
其实这个题目实在说来是个问题。
Because actually, this theme is a question for us.
就是教会到底有没有前途
The question is, does the church have a future?
教会有没有明天
Does the church have a tomorrow?
我们要很诚实地面对这个问题
We have to look at this very realistically.
看看今天教会的光景
If you look at the condition of the church today,
到底教会有没有明天
Does the church have a tomorrow?
也许大家觉得这是个很奇怪的问题
Maybe you will think this is a strange question.
但如果我们知道教会的历史
But if we know the history of the church,
we know the condition of the church, 我相信如果你爱主的话
If you love the Lord,
你一定会问这样的问题
You will ask this question.
所以为着明白这个问题
So for us to understand this question,
让我们先把教会的历史稍微复习一下
Let us review first the church of the history.
刚才我们主所说的这段话是个预言
So the verse that our Lord just spoke of here is a prophecy.
当他说那句话的时候教会还没有诞生
When he spoke that phrase, the church wasn't born yet.
他说我要要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
That I will build my church upon this rock.
所以我们知道说这件事还没有发生，还在前面。
So we know that this didn't occur yet. It was going to happen in the future.
但是我们不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
这段话是在马太福音里面。
This was found in the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音最早的信息是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The earliest message in the Matthew is the kingdom of the heavens is near. You have to repent.
这是施洗约翰的信息。
This is the message of John the Baptist.
为什么说天国近了呢
？Why is the saying the kingdom of the heavens is near?
因为天国的王很快就要来到。
Because the king was coming.
那就是指着耶稣基督说的。
Referring to Jesus Christ.
等到我们的主来到以后
，After our Lord Jesus came，
他传同样的信息。
He preached the same message.
他说天国近了你们应当要悔改
He said the kingdom of the heavens is near You have to repent
那么国度王在哪里国度就在哪里吗
Now isn't it true where the king is There ought to be the kingdom
不错现在君王在这里
Now it's true here is the king
但是国度的百姓在哪里
But where is his dominion Or his people
所以只有他的百姓也在一起的时候
So only when his people are there
那这个时候我们可以说天国就来到
Then you know the kingdom of the heavens is near
虽然国王已经来了
But even though the king has come
现在我们的主要预备他的百姓
Now the Lord wants to prepare his people
等到这些百姓都完成以后
Now after these people are gathered
那么我们可以说天国就来到
Then we can say the kingdom of the heavens has come
所以我们的主就预备他的百姓
So our Lord prepared his people.
他先预备他的门徒。
He prepared his disciples.
最早是十二个门徒。
The first time was 12 disciples.
然后有许多的门徒。
And then there are many two disciples after that.
他就走遍了整个加利利附近的加利利附近的好几百个村庄。
So he went through the hundreds of villages around Galilee.
那么然后呢我们知道他希望能把国度的福音告诉人。
And he wanted to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
结果没有想到他被拒绝了。
But didn't imagine that he would be rejected.
他被误会了。
He was misunderstood.
所以我们的主就退到海边去。
So that's why our Lord Jesus retreated to the seaside.
就退到山间去。
And retreated to the mountains.
就退到旷野去。
And retreated to the wilderness.
现在我们知道我们主开始用比喻了。
Now our Lord started to use parables.
那么他用简单的话。
He used simple words.
一面是明白的。
On the one hand, it's understandable.
一面是不明白。
On the other hand, it's hard to understand.
对婴孩来讲是明白的。
For an infant, it's easy to understand.
对自以为聪明的人，他们是不明白的。
For those who think they were wise, it was hard for them.
但虽然这样。
But even thus,
你看见我们的主还是得着许许多多的人。
You see that our Lord gained many people for himself.
有的人有好几万人来跟随他。
Thousands upon thousands came to him.
不过其中有的人是吃饼得饱的。
But some people came because they were fed.
有的人经不起一点的考验就失败了。
Some people, they weren't able to go through any trials and they fell.
所以当主复活以后
So after our Lord Jesus rose from the dead,
他向500个弟兄显现。
He reappeared to 500 brethren.
那这500就代表他在地上经过三年半工作所得到最后最好的结果
So this is the best result of the summary of his work for 3.5 years among these 500
但这里面还有一些人退去的
But there were still a group of people that retreated after this
所以最后主耶稣升天以后
So after our Lord Jesus ascended into heaven
我们知道在耶路撒冷最后有120个人聚集
We know that in Jerusalem there were 120 that met
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
从12个人到120个人
From 12 to 120
其中经过5000人
After 5,000 people
4000人
4,000 people
几万人
Ten thousands upon thousands
他们拥护主耶稣作王
They wanted to exalt our Lord Jesus as king
主耶稣退到山上去
Our Lord Jesus retreated to the mountains
他不愿意在吃饼得饱的根基上来做王
He didn't want to become king on the basis that he fed the 5,000
结果我们知道说最后我们的主 当他要做王的时候。
So in the end, we know that when our Lord Jesus was going to be king,
那些真的拥护他的人从心里让他来做王。
So those who really wanted him to be king, wanted him from the heart.
所以最后120个人聚在那个小楼上。
So the 120 that met in the upper room,
到了五旬节的时候。
During the day of Pentecost,
圣灵就降下来。
The Holy Spirit came.
后来保罗告诉我们。
Then later on, Paul tells us,
那次圣灵降下来。
That time when the Holy Spirit descended,
原来是要把这120个人把他进成功做一个身体。
So he wanted to baptize the 120 into one body.
这120个个人就变成基督身体的120个肢体。
These 120 individuals became 120 members of the body of Christ.
然后我们叫教会就诞生。
Then the church was born.
然后3000人得救。
And then 3000 were saved.
然后5000人得救。
5000were saved.
然后也是几万人。
And then thousands upon thousands are saved.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
主在地上也有几千人。
Now, when the Lord Jesus was on earth, there were a few thousand.
也有几万人。
And there were tens of thousands.
但是主复活以后。
But after the Lord Jesus rose from the dead.
几千人跟几万人跟从前不一样的。
The thousands and the tens of thousands are different from before.
现在三千人是基督身上身体上的三千个肢体。
Because now you have 3,000 members of the body of Christ.
这些人都是从上头生的。
These people were all born from above.
他们享有同样一个生命。
They share the same life.
他们不是说现在有人让我们吃饱了，我们聚在一起。
They are not gathering there because someone had fed them.
他们愿意不愿意，他们是生在一个大的家庭里面。
They were born into this large family, if they wanted or not.
他们愿意不愿意，他们都是基督身体上的一个肢体。
Whether they wanted or not, they became a member in the body of Christ.
所以你看见几千人。
So you see thousands.
甚至于在耶路撒冷有几万人。
And even tens of thousands in Jerusalem.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们的教会就这样的开始。
We know this is how the church began.
所以我们讲教会头一百年的历史。
So when we speak about the first 100 years of the church history,
我们就讲到教会第一个世纪，就是第一个世纪的历史。
We speak about the history of the first century.
那既然教会是基督的身体。
Now if the church is the body of Christ,
那个就是我们的主怎样把他教会建造在这磐石上。
So this is how our Lord Jesus built His church upon the rock.
那我们的主很清楚告诉我们。
Then the Lord tells us clearly.
他的教会是建造在敌人的领土上。
His church is built upon enemy soil.
为什么？
How do you know that? Why?
因为教会一建造，阴间的门就打开了。
Because when the church is built, the gates of Hades are opened.
就好像那个龙要吞吃那个婴孩，要男孩子一样。
Just like that dragon wanted to swallow up that male child.
所以我们知道的教会乃是建造在敌人领土上。
So we know that the church is built upon enemy soil.
但是这些教会是从上头上的。
So the church is from above.
全地都是沦陷。
The whole earth is fallen.
Fallen. 所以我们都知道都已经被占领的 occupied territory.
So it's occupied territory.
所以我们晓得都在敌人的手里。
So they're all in the hands of the enemy.
但是我们要知道。
But we have to know this.
基督的教会就是建造在这样的领土上。
The church of Christ is built in this enemy territory.
所以这120个人他们都从圣灵生。
So these 120, they were born from the Holy Spirit.
从圣灵生就是从上头生。
So they were born from above.
全地都沦陷。
The whole earth is lost to enemy territory. Occupied territory.
那你现在看见耶路撒冷是被 occupied, 全世界都是被 occupied.
Jerusalem is occupied, the whole rest of the world is occupied.
因为世界是握在那恶者的手下。
Because the whole world is in the hands of that evil one.
那么现在主怎么建造他的教会呢
？So how is the Lord going to build His church?
你看，这因为120个人从天上生的缘故。
Now because these 120 were born from above,
所以结果这120个人就变成天上的伞兵部队。
So these 120 became paratroopers.
他们都从天而降。
They came down from heaven.
因为他们从上头生。
Because they were born from above.
他们的粮食是天上的粮食。
Their food is heavenly food.
他们的供应是天上的供应。
Their provision is heavenly provision.
他们是天上的国民。
They are the king and citizens in the kingdom of heaven.
结果他们像伞兵一样。
But they are just like paratroopers.
在耶路撒冷就找到了桥头堡。
So they found a beachhead. head in Jerusalem.
结果你看见在那么一个沦陷里，好像法国那么一片都是被德国人占领的。
Now in this occupied territory, just like the French territory occupied by the Germans.
现在在诺曼底还没有登陆以前。
So before they came to Normandy,
整个的法国都算是德国的。
All of France as if it belonged to Germany.
结果在诺曼底登陆的前一天晚上。
But the night before Normandy.
天还没有亮的时候
Before it was the day dawn,
结果那些伞兵部队已经降落在罗曼底的后方
The paratroopers are actually landed behind the beach in Normandy.
他们得到桥头堡
They already gained some beachheads.
然后慢慢慢慢扩大他们的范围
And they started to expand their territory.
只要他们所在的地方
Wherever they were.
他们就是光复就是自由的地方
It became a free land
就在他们所在的地方
Wherever they were
那个现在不再是德国法律能够够到的地方
Now is no longer where the German law could reach
他们吃的东西
The food that they eat
根本是从天上来的
Came from above
结果我们知道 我们晓得这个就是在2000年前
This is what happened 2,000 years ago.
当圣灵降临的时候
When the Holy Spirit descended,
你看见教会就诞生了。
You saw the church was born.
天上有天堂。
In heaven there is heaven.
现在地上也有了天堂。
Now there is heaven on earth.
这个天堂是120人带到地上来的。
So this heaven was brought down by these 120.
所以什么叫天国呢
So what is the kingdom of the heavens?
天在哪里
Wherever the heavens are,
天在哪里掌权
Where heaven rules,
天国就在哪里。
That's where the kingdom of heaven is.
所以不光教会诞生了。
So not only is the church born.
而且彼得拿着天国的钥匙。
So Peter took the keys of the kingdom.
就把天国的门就打开了。
Open the gates of the kingdom.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
一面是神的教会。
On the one hand, you find the church of God.
一面天国终于降临到了地上。
On the other hand, finally the kingdom of the heavens has descended upon earth.
所以你看今天天国的实际是在教会里面。
So the reality of the kingdom of heaven is found in the church.
天国和教会今天是不能分开的。
The kingdom of heaven cannot be separated from the church.
教会在哪里
？Where the church is,
天堂就在哪里。
That's where heaven is.
当亚当当这个雅各看见那个天梯的时候
，When Jacob saw that heavenly ladder,
他说这是可畏的地方。
He said, "This is a terrible place."
这是神的殿。
This is the house of God.
他加上一句
，He added another phrase.
这也是天的门。
This is the gates of heaven.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
你从哪里到天上去？
Wherever you go, you are able to go reach heaven from.
在这个地上
on this earth,
门都没有，你找不到门的。
You shouldn't even be able to find the gate.
但是现在有一道门。
But now there is a gate.
你知道哪里有神的殿
？Where is the house of God?
你从这里就可以沿着天梯就可以到天上去。
From this place, you can enter and enter into heaven.
基督是我们的天梯。
Christ is our heavenly ladder.
教会就是神的殿所预表的。
The church represents the house of God.
所以你看见这里就是天的门。
So here is the gate of heaven.
天的门和阴间的门是很近很近的。
So the gate of heaven and the gate of Hades are very close to each other.
但是阴间的门不能胜过它。
But the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
人今天从教会这道门就能够就能感觉到天就是那么近。
So when people can enter into the gates of heaven, they know that heaven is near.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你知道感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
五旬节那一天
，On the day of Pentecost,
教会就诞生了。
The church was born.
五旬节那一天
，On the day of Pentecost,
天就在地上开始了。
The heaven began on earth.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
不要忘记
，Don't forget,
这是太荣耀的一件事。
This is too glorious of a thing.
多少年来。
For so many years,
人堕落犯罪以后
man has fallen.
天像铜一样
heaven is just like bronze.
地像铁一样
the earth is like iron.
从来没有人看见过天
no one had ever seen heaven.
但是感谢主
but thank the Lord.
是谁把天带来的呢
who brought heaven to earth?
当然是基督把天带到地上来的
of course Christ brought heaven to earth.
不错
True.
现在人如果要知道天堂的话
If man wants to understand heaven,
你要看见我们的主在哪里
You have to see where our Lord is.
十二个门徒知道天堂是怎么回事
The 12 disciples knew about the heaven.
与主耶稣接触的人知道天堂怎么回事
Those who met with the Lord, they knew what heaven was about.
但是我们生的太晚了
But we were born too late.
我们生在20世纪、21世纪
We were born in the 20th and 21st century.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
你看见不光是基督把天堂带来了
Not only did Christ bring heaven to earth.
你看当教 教会诞生的时候
When the church is born,
教会因为是伞兵部队也把天带到地上来了
Because the church is like paratroopers, they also brought heaven to earth.
而基督就是那个天梯
And Christ is the heavenly ladder.
现在人来到教会里面
So when man comes into the church,
天和地是那么近
So heaven and earth are so close.
人犯罪以后
After man sinned,
罪叫人跟神分开
Sin caused man and God to be separated.
罪要叫天跟地分开
Sin will cause heaven and earth to be separated.
主耶稣在十字架上
When the Lord Jesus is on the cross,
一手拉着我们的手
On the one hand, he held our hand.
一手拉着父神的手
On the other hand, he held the hand of the Father.
当他死的时候
When he died,
断气的时候
When he had his last breath,
他把这两个手放在他的怀里
He put these two hands in his bosom.
他叫我们与神和好
And he reconciled us with the Father.
这就是十字架的工作
This is the work of the cross.
但是不止如此
But not only that,
他也是那个天梯
He is also the heavenly ladder.
他一手拉着地
On the one hand, he held the earth.
一手拉着天。
On the other hand, he held heaven.
本来天不知道离开地有多远。
Before heaven was so far away from earth.
弟兄姊妹，因着十字架的工作。
Because of the work of the cross.
天和地重新连接。
Heaven and earth are united again.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当教会诞生的时候。
When the church was born.
这里就是天的门。
This is the gate of heaven.
借着天梯，现在人能够来到神的面前。
Through the heavenly ladder, man can enter into the presence of God.
所以基督为我们开来了又新又活的路。
So Christ opened for us a new and living way.
这条路不是水平的路。
This way is not a flat way.
这条路是垂直的路。
It's a perpendicular way.
是往天上去的路。
It's heavenwards.
所以我们说今天我们走的路是天走属天的道路。
So that's why we say the way that we walk today is the way of heaven.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个在哪里呢
?Where is this found?
这个就是在教会里面发生的。
This is found in the church.
所以不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
So don't forget, brothers.
教会实在从一开始就是非常荣耀的。
The churchFrom the start was very glorious.
基督怎样荣耀
However glorious Christ is,
教会也怎样的荣耀
The church is also glorious.
如果它是荣耀的
If it is indeed glorious,
它怎么会没有明天
How can it not have a future?
它怎么会没有前途呢
How can it have not have a tomorrow?
它是前途无量的
It is a bright future.
当一个孩子刚刚生下来的时候
When a baby is just born,
它是前途无限的
His future is limitless.
我在台湾的时候有一个姊妹
When I was,
她刚好生一个孩子
When I was in Taiwan, a sister had just had a baby.
那么她就她就打个电话给我
Then she called me.
我想她应该很担心刚刚生下来很多的问题
She was very worried, of course, for her newborn.
她就和我讨论了
So she was discussing with me.
我将来孩子长大以后
Said after my kid grows up.
她到底应该进台湾大学呢还是应该进清华大学
So she go to Taiwan University or 清华 University.
我觉得她最重要的问题是尿片的问题不是大学的问题
I think the most important question should have been the next diaper, not what university she was going to.
为什么呢一个孩子刚生下来
Because when the baby is just born.
他是前途无量的
It's a bright future.
你从来不问说这个孩子有没有明天
You don't ask if this child has a tomorrow.
在医生的眼光里
In the eyes of a doctor.
在父母的眼光里
In the eyes of parents.
他有无数个明天的
He has many tomorrows.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
第一次教会诞生的时候
The first time the church was born.
2000年前
2000 years ago.
我们都知道说五旬节的时候
We know that during the
我们刚才已经讲过了
We already said this.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
那个教会应该是荣耀的教会
That church ought to be a glorious church.
当然是有明天的
Of course has a tomorrow.
当然是有前途的
Of course has a future.
那为什么我们问这个问题呢
But then why do we ask this question?
就是因为自从教会诞生以后
Because ever since the church was born.
到今天已经2000多年了
Even until today is 2000 years.
现在我们要问
Now we want to ask this question.
今天教会的情形是什么样的
What is the condition of the church today?
弟兄姊妹今天的情形
The condition of today.
在第一个世纪
In the first century.
当老约翰写启示录的时候
When old John wrote the book of Revelation.
他已经知道了
He already knew.
我们的主老早知道
Our Lord already knew.
他是在荣耀中诞生的
He was born in glory.
在他回来以前
Before he returns,
他知道教会是个什么样的情形
He knows what the condition of the church is.
在教会还没有发展到今天以前
Before the church develops until today,
圣经里面老早就告诉我们将来这个孩子诞生了将来孩子的一生 会是什么样的情形。
The Bible tells us that when this child is born, what the whole, its whole life would be like.
所以我们先来看头一百年的故事。
So let us look at the first 100 years.
讲到教会。
When it speaks about the church.
当然你讲到教会的元首。
We speak about the head of the church.
所以讲教会历史你不能光讲身体的历史。
So when you speak about the history of the church, the body, you can't just talk about the church, you can't just talk about the body.
你当然要讲到头的历史。
You have to speak about the history of the head.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
在这一次聚会里面。
In this meet conference.
你看有一部分的信息很明显的是讲到那33年。
The one very clear, part speaks about the 33 years.
给我们看见教会的元首。
It speaks about the head of the church.
而那段时间刚好是33年多。
And that time is 33 and some years.
然后我们叫主升天。圣灵降下来，教会就诞生了。
So then, when the Lord ascended, and then the church is born.
所以彼得、约翰看见教会的诞生。
So John and Peter saw the birth of the church.
五旬节那一天
，on the day of Pentecost.
你看彼得跟约翰，他们何其有幸能看见教会在荣耀里诞生了。
So Peter and John, they were so fortunate they were able to see the birth of the church.
然后到了。使徒行传结束的时候
So when at the end of the book of Revelation
我们知道说使徒行传结束的时候就刚好是、刚好是这个结束是结束在保罗在监牢里面
The book of Acts ended when Paul was imprisoned
那么保罗在监牢里面他写了四封的书信
So when Paul was in prison he wrote four epistles
一封是写给以弗所教会
One to the Ephesians
一封是给哥罗西教会
One to the Colossians
一封是给腓立比教会
One to the church in Philippi
还有一封是给了腓利门的
And one written to Philemon
所以就是在使徒行传最后的时候
So towards the end of the book of Acts
从教会诞生
From the birth of the church
经过了一段的时间
After a period of time
现在保罗被放在监牢里面
Now Paul was put in jail
他就写信给这几个教会
He wrote to these churches
你记不记得我们的主临终的时候
You remember before our Lord died
他说有很多的话我不能告诉你
He said there are many things I can't tell you now.
因为你们不能担当这些话。
Because you cannot take it.
你们的生命没有到一种的程度。
Your life has not matured to a certain extent.
你们没有办法接受这些话。
Cannot receive these words.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
腓立以弗所的教会
The church in Ephesus,
他所接受的这本书叫做以弗所书。
The book that they received is called the book of Ephesians.
乃是全本圣经里面启示最高的一本。
It is a book that has the highest revelation in the Bible.
哥罗西教会也这样。
And the same thing in the church in Colossae.
全本圣经里面讲到启示最高的两本书，一本是以弗所，一本就是哥罗西。
The two highest revelations in the Bible, one is found in Ephesians, one is found in Colossians.
保罗把他属天的所看见永神永远的旨意都告诉了这两个教会。
So Paul told the eternal purpose of God to these two churches.
以哥罗西给我们看见教会的元首。
The church in Colossians we see the head of the church.
以弗所给我们看见教会乃是基督的身体。
The book of Ephesians shows us that the church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
教会不是个房子。
The church is not a building.
你千万不要说我一把剪我把忘记把一把剪刀放在教会里。
Don't say, I forgot my scissors at the church.
不要忘记教会是基督的身体。
Don't forget, the church is the body of Christ.
当然有糊涂的医生把剪刀放在病伴在身体的里面有。
So sometimes careless doctors will leave, knives inside patients.
Scissors.
但
是你不能说我把剪刀放在教会里面。
But you can't say, I left my scissors at church.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹你要明白吗
Brothers and sisters, you have to understand.
我们一定要回到圣经才行。
We have to return to the Bible.
你不要说世界人怎么看教会，我们就是怎么看教会。
Don't say how the world looks at the church. That's how we look at it.
世界看教会都是把教会看低的。
So the whole world always looks down upon the church.
你不能把自己也把你也不把自己看低了。
You shouldn't lower that as well.
教会看见教会是一栋房子，是一个石头，是木头做的。
The whole world looks at the church as a building, wood made of brick.
但是圣经给我们看见教会乃是基督的身体。
But the Bible shows us that the church is a body of Christ.
所以感谢主弟兄。
So thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
感谢保罗给我们看见教会是基督的身体。
Paul shows us that the church is the body of Christ.
这是以弗所。看见的
This is the vision in Ephesians.
所以这什么意思呢
What does that mean?
这告诉我们说这两个教会成熟到一个地步
So these two churches, they were so mature.
现在他们能担当这些话。
Now they can receive these words.
这些话连当时的12个门徒似乎都不能担当的。
These words as if the 12 disciples couldn't even take it.
这个乃是教会成熟的时候。
This is when the church matures.
结果有一些话他们能够接受。
Then there are a few words that they could receive.
所以你就知道说。
So then you know.
那个时候的教会有的已经成熟了。
So the church, many churches at that time are already mature.
腓立比的教会。
The church in Philippi.
他得着一本书。
He received a book.
叫做腓立比书。
Called the Book of Philippians.
在全本圣经里面。
In the whole Bible.
讲到经历。
When you speak about experience.
讲到最深的经历。
When you speak about the deepest experience.
没有一本书讲的经历比以弗腓立比书更深了。
There's not another book like the book of Philippians on experience.
想想看。
Think about it.
讲到最深的经历。
When you speak about the deepest experience.
一定是有一个教会。
And there must be a church there.
他们的经历有相当的丰富。
Their experience is so rich.
他们能够明白到底那个经历有多深。
So then they can understand how deep that experience was.
所以可见。
So of course.
这个教会不是浮浅的教会。
So this church is not a superficial, shallow church.
这个教会乃是有深度的教会。
It's this church has depth.
什么意思呢
?What does it mean?
这个教会一定是成熟的。
That means the church is mature.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当你读使徒行传第一章读到最后一章的时候。
When you study Acts Chapter 1 to the last chapter.
你看见教会的诞生。
You saw the birth of the church.
虽然保罗的手被监禁了。
Even though the hands of Paul was in shackles.
但是就在那个时候。
But at that time.
你看见有些教会已经成熟了。
You saw how some churches, they were mature.
所以从教会诞生到成熟。
So from the church being born until maturity.
这里面经过多少年呢?
How many years have gone between?
33年。
33 years.
稀奇得很。
Is it amazing.
你看见教会的元首。
You see that the head of the church.
在地上是33年。
On earth, it was spent 33 years.
你看见没有?
You see that?
他是从马槽诞生的。
He was born in the manger.
马槽是他的摇篮。
The manger was his cradle.
然后最后他升到天上去。
And then he ascended into heaven.
你看见我们的主在地上的生命是长进的。
So our Lord's life grew up.
不过他长进有一个模式的。
But his growth had a pattern.
和我们的模式都不一样。
It's different from our pattern.
我们呢是横着进到这个世界来。
So we come into this world horizontally.
我们也是横着离开这个世界。
We also leave this world horizontally.
所以中国人到了美国。
So when the Chinese people, they come to the United States.
英文是有一点的困难。
So there is difficulty in the United States.
所以要记住一些英文字啊，需要一点的帮中文的帮助才对。
For you to remember certain words in English, you need Chinese words to help you remember.
比方说 hospital, 这个很难记对不对?
So for example, the word hospital is difficult to remember.
所以你就想个办法能够记住就好了。
So then you have to think of some words that can help you remember.
有人就想到了。
So some people thought of the word for hospital.
我死必到。
Said, my death will come.
No, 我死必到就是 hospital, 你看很容易记的。
And my death will for sure come in Chinese is the same sound.
所以我们是横着进来。
So we come in horizontally.
我们是横着出去。
We leave horizontally.
但是我们的主不是如此。
But our Lord Jesus is not this way.
他是横着进来的。
He came in horizontally.
他是垂直出去。
He left vertically.
你看你那个生命不一样。
You see how this life is different.
我们生命也长进。
Our life also grows.
但长到30岁。
But after 30 years,
三十岁慢慢就开始往下滑了。
Then you start going downhill.
就像你爬楼梯滑梯的时候。
Just like when you go up the slide.
三十岁以前你慢慢爬一年的生日很慢很慢终于爬到三十岁。
So before you're 30, you climb up the slide, up the ladder, very slowly until you're 30.
但你过了三十岁。
After you pass 30.
你就不知道为什么滑滑的一下就滑下来了。
For some reason, you start sliding so quickly downwards.
有的人回过去看怎么搞我日子还没有过怎么一下就二十年就过去了。
So if you look back,I didn't even think I lived that much, and 20 years have gone by.
你看人类的生长的曲线就是这样的曲线。
So this is the pattern of the growth of life of man.
结果是 from dust to dust.
So from dust to dust.
从泥土造的，我们也回到泥土。
So from dust to dust.
人是出于泥土，也归到泥土。
So man came from dust and will return to dust.
这就是人怎么长进。
This is how man grows.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
教会的元首
The head of the church.
不要忘记
Don't forget.
教会的长进完全是根据元首长进的模式的
The growth of the church is patterned after the head.
所以我们如那你看元首是怎么长大
Now how did the head grow?
元首生命长进的时候是一直长长长到哪里长到神的宝座
So that life grew and grew until It grew up towards the throne of God. All the way to the presence of God.
你说一个基督长进了。
You see, if you say that a believer that he is growing up.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
是不是他现在圣经懂得多?
Does that mean he now understands the Bible more?
是不是他现在会解释启示录才长进了?
Does that mean if he can interpret Revelation, he has grown up? No.
有的人讲启示录。
Some people when they speak on Revelation.
还会生气,还会骂人。
They will be angry, they will yell at you.
还是和别人争来争去的。
They will argue with others.
这个不叫长进。
This is not mature.
你越长进，你越看见他。
The more you mature, the more you see him.
有人越长进，越表现自己。
The more you grow, the more people, some people, the more they grow, the more they want to express themselves.
但有许多人越长进，他越把自己隐藏起来了。
But some people, the more they grow, the more they hide themselves.
你看不见他。
You cannot see him.
但你在他身上看见主耶稣，看见神自己。
You see the Christ himself.
所以你看，这些人是长到神的面前去了。
So these people grow and grow all the way to the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
今天你在神面前吗
Today, are you in the presence of God?
离开神有多远呢
How far are you from God?
让我们记得
Let us remember
如果你长进的话
If you grow up
你是一直长到主的面前
You grow all the way to the presence of God
所以我们的主是从马槽开始
So our Lord started from the manger
他是从最后是长到宝座的
In the end he grew all the way to the throne
所以元首是怎么长进的呢
So however the head grows
那个生命怎么长进的呢
How did that life grow
是从马槽一直达到宝座的
It's from the manger to the throne
不过有一件事
But there is one thing
当我们的主从马槽到宝座的时候
When our Lord went from the manger to the throne
有一条必经的途径
There's a way he had to go through.
那个途径他不能越过。
He could not skip that.
那就是经过十字架。
And that was the way of the cross.
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
No cross, no crown.
每次你们来到宾州的时候。
Every time you come to Pennsylvania.
你要知道 Pennsylvania 的意思就是 Penn's Wood, 就是这是 Penn's 的森林。
Pennsylvania actually just means Penn's Woods.
我们知道 Penn 就是 William Penn.
You know, this Penn is William Penn.
当初这个整个的地方是 William Penn 的。
This whole area belonged to William Penn at one point.
当他受苦的时候。
When he suffered.
他被关在 London Tower 里面。
When he was jailed in the London Tower.
你们到过伦敦你们都知道那个伦敦那个塔的。
So if you've been to London, you will know what that is.
那里面关过许多有名的人。
And in there, many famous people were...
其中一个有名
capture there.
其中有名的人就是 William Penn.
One of them was William Penn.
他是很有名的 Quakers.
He was a famous Quaker.
那个时候他写了一本书。
He wrote a book at that time.
这一本书的那个题目是什么呢?
What was the theme of that book?
No cross, no crown.
No cross, no crown.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
我们的主就是这样。
Our Lord Jesus is this way.
他怎么达到宝座?
How did he reach the throne?
他是经过十字架。
He went through the cross.
学生不能高过先生。
A student cannot be higher than his teacher.
头跟身体是同样一个境遇的。
So, the,
一个遭遇的。
The destiny of the head and the body is the same fate.
所以弟兄姊妹你不可能比我们的主在地上更早得的荣耀。
You cannot receive glory before our Lord Jesus receives glory.
我们的主是怎样教会也是怎样。
How our Lord is, so is the church.
所以你看见等到你看见我们的主在地上的时候
So when our Lord Jesus was on the earth
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
经过33年
After 33 years
我们看见他从马槽开始
He started from the manger
最后达到了宝座
In the end he reached the throne
他是经过十字架
He went through the cross
这是我们的主在地上那条的道路
This is the way that our Lord Jesus went through on this earth
感谢主
Thank the Lord
他一共经过了多少年呢
How many years did he go through
经过了33年
33 years
我们今天在地上
Today as we are here on earth
等到年纪到了一定的时候
When our age reaches a certain point
你能感觉到黄昏夕阳无限好只是近黄昏
So there's a saying in Chinese that the sun is great but then it will set
Sunset
is great
是特别到了黄昏的时候
Especially during dusk
那是黄昏那是太阳最好的时候
Because that's when the sun is best
但是你觉得很快的就靠近黄昏。
But slowly you will approach dusk.
所以人生
So, the human life will come to an end.
但是请我们记得,
but let us remember,
在箴言里面告诉我,
in the book of Proverbs, it tells us,
义人的路,
the way of the righteous
好像黎明的光,
is like the light of dawn,
越照越明, 一直到日午,
brighter and brighter until noon.
圣经没有说到日落,
the Bible didn't say until sunset.
因为到日午是太阳最大的时候,
because during noontime, it's the brightest.
为什么?
Why?
因为那个时候, 我们已经磨成神儿子的形象,
because at that point, we already have been conformed to the image of the Son of God.
而神的儿子就是公义的太阳,
and the Son of God is the Son of Righteousness.
太阳的身量最大的时候是中午的时候,
when the sun is the greatest and brightest is during noon.
所以请记得,
so don't forget,
如果教会是月亮,
so if the church is as a
moon, 如果基督是太阳,
if Christ is the sun,
如果我磨成神儿子的形象,
if we are conformed to the image of the Son of God,
那么义人的路,
so the way of the righteous,
教会所走的路,
the way that the church walks,
你看见像早晨的光一样,
it's just like the morning light,
越照越明,
it becomes brighter and brighter,
但是没有黄昏的时候,
but there is no such thing as dusk,
没有太阳下山的时候,
there's no such thing as the sun setting.
这就是整本的
This is the whole book of Acts.
使徒行传给我们看见,
the book of Acts tells us,
教会诞生了,
when the church is born,
到了最后,
in the end,
给我们看见教会成熟,
then it shows us that the end, the church matures.
那教会怎么诞生, 怎么成熟的,
now how was the church born and matured?
教会所走过的道路,
the way of the church,
就是 我们的主在地上所走过的,
is the way that our Lord walked upon this earth.
保罗说, 现在活着的不再是我,
Paul said, it is no longer I that live,
乃是基督在我里面活着,
but Christ that lives in me.
那基督在他里面怎么活?
Now how did Christ live in him?
你要问基督在地上怎么活?
You have to ask, how did Christ live upon this earth?
基督在地上是33年,
when Christ was on earth, he lived here 33 years. And then Paul's spiritual life is 33 years.
基督在地上他有三个阶段,
When Christ was on earth, he had three stages.
保罗也经过三个阶段,
Paul also went through three stages.
他第一个阶段11年,
his first stage is 11 years.
是隐藏起来,
was hidden.
像我们的主在地上30年隐藏一样,
just like the first 30 years of our Lord was hidden.
第二年,
the second half,
第二阶段,
second stage,
你看保罗结果累累,
Paul produced much fruit.
为什么?
Why?
因为这个时候你看见在11年之久,
because within 11 years,
神把那个生命的水的水坝把它堵住了,
God had dammed up that water in,
结果水好像没有流出来,
as if it couldn't go anywhere.
等到神把水坝一打开,
but when the Lord opened up that dam,
结果那个生命的活水就流出来,
and then that life of living water,
11年之久,
for 11 years,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
保罗有三次的环游不道,
Paul had three missionary journeys.
他走遍了整个的小亚细亚,
he went through all of Asia Minor and to half of Europe.
他所走过路程等于今天地球赤道的一半,
so the amount of land he covered was half of the circumference of the earth.
他不是飞的, 他是走的,
he didn't fly, he walked it.
所以我们知道就在那11年,
so in those 11 years,
你看见保罗把福音送到许多,
Paul sent the gospel to many corners.
他真的像结果累累一样,
and he produced fruit abundantly.
就好像我们的主在地上, 他传道以后3年之久,
so just like our Lord Jesus, he preached for 3 years.
你看见他是结果累累的,
and then he produced much fruit.
所以感谢主,
so thank the Lord.
等到他到黑门山, 变化山的时候,
when he went to the Mount of Transfiguration,
无论就是他的生命, 或者就, 无论就是他的生命, 他的生活, 或者他的工作来说,
whether his life or his service,
他完全讨神的父神的喜悦,
he fully satisfied the heart of God.
他可以从那里升天,
he could have ascended into heaven right there.
他不能升天,
but he couldn't do it.
他为了你我的缘故,
but for your sake and my sake,
他要走另外一条的道路,
he wanted to take another way.
另外一条的路,
another way.
那就是最后的一段的道路,
and he was going to take that last way.
那一条道路,
that way,
就是十字架的道路,
is the way of the cross.
从黑门山, 变化山, 一直走到,
so from Mount Hermon, Mount of Transfiguration, all the way to Golgotha.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
父子如何,
However, the teacher is, so are the students. Because the students cannot be
higher.
So when Paul's life was the most mature,
当他写罗马书,
when he wrote Romans,
当他写加拉太书,
when he wrote Galatians,
他的生命成熟了,
his life was mature.
他到了高峰了,
he has reached a peak.
但是不知道为什么,
but for some reason,
就在那个时候,
at that point,
他的手忽然被监禁,
his hand suddenly was put into, was imprisoned.
So 那天开始,
from that time on,
他经过了另外有总共11年之久,
he went through another 11 years.
他一直活在死亡的阴影底下,
he lived under the shadow of death.
学生不能高过先生,
a student cannot be greater than his
teacher. 所以最后一段道路,
so the last portion of, this, of the way
还是十字架的道路,
is the way of the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗?
So do you understand?
保罗的一生不是他自己的一生,
the life of Paul was not his own life.
保罗的一生是基督的一生,
his whole life was the life of Christ.
不过基督在保罗身上又活出来了,
but Christ once again lived through Paul.
所以难怪后面他怎么说呢?
So what did he say in the end?
他说我活着就是基督,
he said, for me to live is Christ.
这句话什么意思?
What does that mean?
现在在基督的身上,
so,
在保罗的身上,
the life of Paul,
你能看见基督的荣耀,
you could see the glory of Christ.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
你看见这是主在保罗身上的,
this is what the Lord did in Paul.
这是在个人身上的,
this is what he did in him individually.
在主身上33年,
on the Lord's life was 30 years.
在个人的身上也是33年,
personal life was also 33 years.
在教会身上呢,
in the life of the church,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
从诞生一直到他成熟,
from birth until maturity,
也是,
it's also 33 years.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
所以当你读圣经的时候,
so if you study the Bible,
你现在看见说, 现在教会经过了33年,
so after the church went to 33 years,
好像黎明的光, 越照越明,
it was just like the day of the light of dawn, brighter and brighter,
一直到日午,
until noon.
所以我们要说,
so we want to say this.
使徒行传,
the book of Acts,
是给我们看见教会最荣耀的时候,
is to show us the most glorious time in church history.
你看从生下来一直到成熟,
from birth until maturity.
所以不要忘记的,
so don't forget.
这是教会的黄金时代,
this is the golden time of the church.
这是教会的标准,
this is the standard of the church.
这是教会的典型,
this is the typical church.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你要看见吗?
So do you see that?
今天我们如果看教会的情形,
so if you look at the condition of the church today,
你拿和什么来比较的?
What are you to compare it with?
你是拿使徒行传来做比较的?
You ought to compare it with the church in the book of Acts.
为什么我们要回到起初去?
Why do we have to return to the beginning?
因为我们回到教会最荣耀的日子。
Because we return to the most glorious time in the church history. Thank the Lord.
你看见吗? 彼得看见他诞生。
So Peter saw him born.
你看约翰也看见他诞生。
John also saw the Lord Jesus being born.
然后呢, 彼得看见他长成。
Or the church being born. Peter also saw the church being mature.
约翰也看见他诞生。
John also saw it mature.
当你读这个使徒行传的时候,
when you study the book of Acts,
你觉得它分两大段,
you think that it's divided into two big parts.
前面12章是一段,
the first 12 chapters,
13章又是另外一段,
for after chapter 13 is the second.
前面12章主要的人物是彼得,
the first 12 chapters speaks about Peter's word,
后面一段是讲到保罗,
and the second half speaks about Paul.
那弟兄姊妹当然还有约翰,
but of course there's John as well.
不过你有没有记得, 约翰是在使徒行传出现的,
but do you remember John did appear in the book of Acts?
但约翰圣经没有记载他讲了什么话,
but the Bible never recorded what John said.
从头到尾, 约翰没有讲话,
from the beginning to the end John doesn't say a word.
谁要保留他?
God wanted to keep him.
你不要用太多力气了, 还有很多话后面要说的,
don't expand your energy because you're going to speak later.
所以让彼得多说一点,
so you allow Peter to speak,
保罗也多说一点,
allow Paul to speak more.
所以前面是彼得, 后面是保罗,
so first half is Peter, second half is Paul.
但不要忘记约翰,
but don't forget John.
当神当初呼召彼得的时候,
so when the Lord called Peter,
主对他说, 我要叫你得人如得鱼一样,
the Lord Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men, fisher of men.
所以意思就是说, 保彼得将来的职事是个撒网的职事。
So you know that the ministry of Peter was to cast the net.
所以后来果然不错。
So indeed it was true.
到了五旬节,
during the day of Pentecost,
你看见彼得一网撒下去,
when Peter cast forth the net,
三枪条鱼就进来了。
3,000 fish came in.
另外一网下去, 5,000条鱼就进来,
another net, he cast 5,000 fish.
弟兄姊妹, 他实在得人, 现在你看他实在做人海的渔夫生, 实在用他。
Indeed, he became a fisher of man.
所以撒网的工作就是传福音的工作。
So the work of preaching the gospel is, or casting the net, is preaching the gospel. This is the birth of the church.
如果就这个房子来讲,
if you speak about the building itself,
那最开始的部分就是根基的部分。
So the beginning is the foundation.
所以为什么圣经说是根基是使徒们呢?
So why did the Bible says that the foundation is the apostles?
那彼得是不是第一任的教皇？不是的。
Does that mean Peter is the first pope? No.
但是彼得的工作是根基的工作。
But the work of Peter is the work of foundation. And the work of Peter is the work to cast the net.
所以不管怎么样,
so no matter what,
教会刚开始的时候,
in the beginning of the church,
教会怎么诞生,
how was the church born?
刚刚开始的时候,
when the church began,
有许多的需要,
there are many needs.
有需要真理上的需要,
you need the needs for
truth. 你的真理上需要帮助他们,
you need to help them in the truth.
所有根基的工作就是彼得的工作。
All the work of foundation is the work of Peter.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见讲到教会的长进的时候,
when you speak about the growth of the church,
有一部分的工作是根基的,
part of the work is the foundation.
有人需要出去传福音,
people need to go out with the gospel, cast the net.
那不光如此,
not only that,
这些人蒙了得救以后,
after these people are saved,
需要有根基上的建造,
you need to build up upon this foundation.
特别在初信上, 因为他们是初信出蒙恩的, 所以要给他们有很稳固的根基在神的话语上,
because they're new believers, they need a strong foundation in the word of God.
那么他们知道应该怎样能够长大,
so then they know how to grow up.
他们怎样吃奶,
how do they drink milk,
能够得着一些的供应,
how do they receive help.
这就是 前面的12章,
this is the first 12 chapters.
这给我们看见彼得的指示。
This speaks about the ministry of Peter.
彼得的指示是根基的。
The ministry of Peter is foundational.
彼得也是撒网的。
Peter is also the one who cast the net.
但是教会不能只有这么多。
But the church cannot just have this.
教会要长进的。
The church needs to grow.
但是不要忘记,
don't forget,
教会没有十项全能的。
The church doesn't have decathletes.
那没有一个人说他什么都会的, 不可能的。
No one can say they know everything.
感谢主。
你看见彼得神实在
在用他。
So the Lord really used Peter.
但当教会长进的刚开始的一部分, 你看是彼得做的。
But when the church just was born and needed to grow in the beginning, this work of Peter.
不是十项全能的。
But not just Peter's not a decathlete.
连保罗也不是十项全能的。
Paul wasn't the decathlete.
许多时候我们把保罗放大了, 觉得他太伟大了。
Sometimes they think Paul is so great, he is so great.
他没有你所想象那么伟大。
He's not as great as you think.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
You see that?
等到教会根基稳定了以后,
after the foundation of the church,
谁在这里建造教会的?
Who is there building the church?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见因为保罗, 他是支搭帐篷的。
Because Paul, he was one who built tents.
No, 他是支搭帐篷为谋生的, 你知道吗?
Oh, he...
他 is big living out of it.
Well, yeah, he made tents as a living.
对, 因为他, 因为这是他, 这是他所做的事。
Yeah, so he made tents.
结果主呼召他,
so the Lord called him.
所以他的指示就是建造的指示。
So his work was the work of building.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在教会需要建造起来。
So now the church needed to be built up.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当你读保罗书信的时候,
so when you study the epistles of Paul,
你知道教会怎么从婴孩的阶段,
so you know how the church went from the earth infant stage,
到了这个少年的阶段,
to adolescent stage,
到了最后到了成长的阶段, 成熟的阶段,
to maturity.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
最能够帮助教会长进的,
he who can help the church grow the most,
是保罗, 没有问题,
is Paul without a doubt.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们不能缺少彼得,
we cannot give up on Peter.
我们也不能缺少保罗,
and we cannot not have Paul either.
今天在美国有的地方,
in the United States today,
弟兄姊妹, 属灵到个地步, 根本不传福音,
brothers and sisters are so mature that they don't preach the gospel.
这个不叫不属灵,
this doesn't mean they're spiritual.
这个叫做不正常, abnormal.
This is abnormal.
弟兄姊妹, 但是有的地方,
but some places,
只传福音,
they only preach the gospel.
只是注意出信的,
only focus on the new believers.
弟兄姊妹没有往前走,
they don't continue forward.
他们没有长进的,
they didn't grow up.
所以你看见吗?
So you see that?
教会里面需要 要彼得的指示。
So the church needs the ministry of Peter.
也需要保罗的指示。
Also needs the ministry of Paul.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在保罗劳苦底下。
Under the work of Paul.
你看见教会慢慢慢慢的长。
Slowly the church started to grow up.
到了最后。
And in the end.
虽然保罗被放在监牢里。
Even though Paul was imprisoned.
现在他可以写信给那些教会。
Now he could write to those churches.
那些教会成熟到一个地步。
Those churches are mature to such an extent.
现在他们能接受这些话。
They can receive those words.
你想想看。
Think about it.
我相信说在保罗那时候心中不知道有何等的安慰。
So you don't know how comforted Paul must have felt.
所以我们要说。
So we have to say that.
保罗被主接去的时候。
When Paul was received to the Lord.
是最好的时候。
It was his highest.
彼得寻道也是最好的时候。
So when Peter was martyred, it was the best time for him.
因为你看见吗？
Why?
那个孩子带大的时候。
So when the child becomes older.
现在孩子不光长大了。
Now the child not only grows up.
现在孩子在毕业典礼里面接受那个毕业接受毕业证书。
Now during graduation, the child receives a diploma.
现在父母看见儿女走到地毯那一端了。
So when the parents see their kids going to the other side of the aisle.
你知道这是父母最大安慰的时候。
So this is the greatest comfort for parents.
就做教会来说。
For the church, from a church perspective,
你知道在为教会劳苦的是彼得，是保罗。
So those who labor for the church are Peter and Paul.
现在教会成熟了。
Now the church is mature.
交奠的时候到了。
Now it's a time of dedication.
寻道的时候到了。
It's a time of martyrdom.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
那个时候实在说来是他叫他们能得安慰。
But it's indeed a time when they were comforted.
因为教会终于从诞生一直成长最后到长成。
Because the church went from birth to growth to maturity.
所以他保罗能有一个感觉。
So Paul had a sense in him.
这些教会乃是他的冠冕。
These churches are his crown.
等到审判台前基督的台前。
When he comes before the judgment seat of Christ.
当他看见这些他所带领过的教会。
When he sees these churches whom he led.
这就是他的冠冕。
This is his crown.
这是他最大的安慰。
This is his greatest comfort.
所以我们可以说保罗也好彼得也好。
So we can say either Paul or Peter.
他们离开世界的时候。
When they left the world.
是他们一生最好的时候离开的。
Was the best time for them to leave.
是最能够叫他们得到安慰的。
It's the time when they could be comforted the most.
他们走了。
After they left.
现在还留下的是约翰。
They still left John.
约翰是十二个门徒里面活得最久的。
John was the one who lived longest among the 12 disciples.
为什么他活得最久？
Why did he live the longest?
因为和他的职事有关系。
Because it has to do with his ministry.
为什么？
Why?
当初神呼召约翰的时候。
When the Lord called John.
主耶稣呼召约翰的时候。
When the Lord Jesus called John.
他正在那里补网。
He was there mending the nets.
所以约翰后来的职事就是补网的职事。
So the ministry of John was to mend nets.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
那个福音的网有一天要破了。
That one day the net of the gospel would break.
起头福音的网三千能够有三千条鱼有五千条鱼。
In the beginning, the nets could be cast out and save 3,000, save 5,000.
但是经过一段时间以后。
But after a period of time.
经过很长时间以后。
After a period of time.
这个网慢慢开始破了。
Then the nets started to break.
现在谁在那里补这个网的呢？
Now who was there mending the net?
是约翰在那里补这个网的。
It was John.
等到教会成熟了。
Now after the church was mature,
保罗可以走，
Paul could leave,
彼得可以走，
Peter could leave,
但约翰不能够走，
but John couldn't leave,
因为神托付他的托付，
because with the ministry that the Lord placed in his hand,
他还没有完成，
he didn't finish,
所以他不能走，
so he cannot leave.
结果你看你约翰又多活了大概33年，
so John lived for another 33 years.
所以这就是第一个100年了，
so this is the first 100 years.
所以第一个教会历史第一个100年，
so the first 100 years of the church history.
33年，
33 years.
33年，
33 years.
33年，
another 33 years.
第一个33年，
the first 33 years.
教会的元首
is the history of
the 第二个三十三年
the second 33
你看见彼得跟保罗在代表的
you see Peter and Paul are representing that
到第三个三十三年
when you come to the third 33
你看见是约翰的33年
you see it's John's 33 years
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
等到约翰经过了这三十三年
after John went through those 33
不要忘记啊
don't forget
你记不记得
do you remember
他当初是从保罗的手里面
now from the hands of Paul
接过以弗所教会
He received the church of Ephesus
接过小亚细亚的教会
The churches in Asia Minor
小亚细亚教会后来保约翰在那里 labor 事实上是当初保罗在那里
The churches of Asia Minor, which John spent time laboring later, actually began with the work of Paul.
你看见教会，你看见尤其是以弗所，实在是个荣耀的教会。
Especially, the church in Ephesus is a glorious church.
最荣耀的教会是历史上有过的一个教会。
It was a historical church and glorious church.
我们普通以为荣耀的教会是个理想的教会。
So sometimes we think that the glorious church is an ideal.
好像在地上从来没有发生过的。
As if it never happened on
earth. 在地上发生过。
No, it did happen.
最少有三个教会。
Just three, at least three churches.
一个是以弗所。
One is church in Ephesus.
一个是哥罗西。
One is church in
Philippi. 还有一个是腓立比。
And church in Philippi.
后来还有一个腓勒帖菲。
And also church in Philadelphia.
所以在教会历史上。
So in the history of the church.
最少有四个教会。
At least four churches.
的的确确是开花结果。进到荣耀里面
was a church that entered into glory and produced fruit.
所以你千万不要说
so don't say,
我们在地上今天不可能有一个教会像那样的不可能的
on earth, we no longer can have a church like that.
没有这件事
it's impossible.
第一个世纪
in the first century,
已经有过这样的教会
there was such a church.
所以今天我们在教会怎么能散布失败主义呢
so how can we preach fatalism in the church?
不可能的弟兄姊妹
no, brothers.
我们会失败
we will fail.
我们的主不会失败
our Lord won't fail.
所以原因在哪里呢
why is that?
原因就是给我们看见说
so we see this.
这个到了给我们看见说到了最后33年的时候
The reason is because the last 33 years
你看见本来是荣耀的
Before it was glorious
但是现在呢神要让约翰来说话
But now God wanted to allow John to speak
当约翰说话的时候
When John spoke
大概是这100年快结束的时候
It was probably towards the end of these 100 years
那也是约翰自己快100岁的时候
This was also when John was almost 100 years himself
那感谢主
Thank the Lord.
就借着约翰福音
through the Gospel of John,
借着约翰的书信
through the Epistles of John,
借着约翰的启示录
through the Revelation of John,
给我们看见
it shows us,
那个时候教会的情形是怎样的情形
it shows us what kind of condition that the church was in.
早期的时候
in the early church,
对于福音的真理
towards the truth of the Gospel,
教会是非常透亮的
the church was very bright.
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters,
现在慢慢慢慢的
slowly,
人对福音开始模糊
man started to become blurred.
所以约翰就起来告诉我们说
So John rose up and told us
主耶稣不光是君王
The Lord Jesus is not just king
他一面是救主一面也是君王
On the one hand he is a savior He is also the
Lord 这是马太福音告诉我们的
And the king This is what Matthew shows us
那主耶稣不光是神的仆人
Our Lord Jesus is not just a servant of God
这是马可福音
This is what Mark shows us
主耶稣不光是人子
Not just a son of man
这是路加福音
Gospel of Luke
主耶稣也是神的儿子
The Lord Jesus is also the son of God
他从天降下
He descended from heaven
他仍旧在天
Yet remains in heaven
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
你看约翰在那里补网
You see, John was there mending the nets.
把前面三卷福音书没有提到的
He spoke of things not mentioned in the first three gospels.
不是没有提到提得不完全的
Those that were incomplete in the first three gospels.
现在你看约翰把它提得更完全了
Now John made it more complete.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
当然前面三卷福音书讲到神的儿子
The first three gospels does speak about the son of God.
但这里讲得更清楚
But here it's even clearer.
为什么
Why?
因为特别在这一点上模糊了
Because especially in this point, it's blurred.
所以你就知道教会如果对于福音真理开始模糊了
So if the church becomes blurred about the truth of the church
那是很严肃的一件事
It's very serious
今天在教会里面
Today in the church
我们首先要问
We want to first ask
人对基督是怎么看的呢
How do people see Christ
你知道有的人有的教会慢慢是根本是新派的
So some churches now have become liberal
他们不相信主耶稣他们不相信全部圣经都是神的话
They don't believe all the word of God is inspired
他们只是相信圣经里面含有神的话
They only believe that the Bible includes the word of God.
你知道有的今天特别一些很大很大的很有历史背景的那些所谓的教会其实许多人已经不相信主耶稣是童女玛利亚生的。
So many of the, these prominent churches that had great, history, many don't even believe that the Lord Jesus was born from Virgin Mary.
所以教会的光景你怎么来决定的
So how do you determine the condition of the church?
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
教会是永生神的家。
It is this, the house of the eternal God.
但是也是真理的柱石。
But it's also the pillar of truth.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
你看见吗？哪里有教会，哪里就有真理的柱石。
Wherever the church is, that's where the pillar of truth is.
所以福音真理不能够朦朦胧胧。
So the truth of the gospel cannot be so vague.
所以约翰在这给我们看见。
So John was there showing.
什么叫荣耀的教会
？What is the glorious church?
在荣耀的教会里面。
The glorious church.
人不只认识主耶稣是君王。
Man not only knows
the
Lord as King, Messiah,
是神的儿，神的仆人。
God, God, son of, servant of God,
而且是人子,
also the Son of Man, he's also the Son of God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
这里给我们看见,
the Bible shows us,
当教会荣耀光景的荣耀的时候,
when the church was in all its glory,
那么这个就是保罗, 这是约翰, 为什么写约翰福音?
That's why John wrote the Gospel of John.
但是不止这样,
but not only that,
你知道最后约翰也写了约翰, 一书、二书、三书也写了约翰的启示录。
John then also wrote 1st, 2nd, 3rd John and also the book of Revelation.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
讲到约翰一书、二书、三书的时候,
when you speak about John, 1st John, 2nd John, 3rd John,
现在教会里面不是长老、执事跟众圣徒。
Now the church is not just elders, deacons and saints.
教会荣耀的时候,
when in the time of glory,
教会正常的时候,
when in church and its normal,
你看保罗写信给诸位监督、诸位执事跟诸位圣徒们。
So when Paul wrote the epistle, he wrote it to the elders, the deacons, and the saints.
但是等到 教会的情形不一样的时候,
but when the condition of the church has changed,
现在保罗怎么说呢?
Now what did Paul tell us?
父老、少年和小子们。
保罗还是约翰？约翰，约翰。 So John said, fathers, young men and children.
所以在各约翰书信里面,
so in the epistles of John,
弟兄姊妹,你没有看见那个长老、执事、跟众圣徒。
You no longer see the terms elders, deacons, and saints.
那这证明什么?
What does that prove?
证明教会正常的时候,
said that when the church is in its normal state,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
那个长老应该像父老一样,
the elders ought to be like the fathers,
执事应该像少年人,
the deacons ought to be like the young men,
而一般的就像小子们一样,
and then the rest are just like the little children.
这是教会,
this is the church,
正常时候的光景,
this is the in the normal state.
但有一种情形,
but there's one condition.
当教会慢慢失去它正常光景的时候,
when the church loses its normal state,
你看见长老变成地位,
the elders become a position.
慢慢的连这个慢慢的你看见连这个执事变成地位,
deacons also become a position.
连圣徒也变成地位,
saints also become a position.
所以教会有一般人是像监督一样,
so, there's a group of people just like the elders,
像主教一样, bishop一样,
they're like bishops.
那么还有一般人像执事一样,
and there's a group like the deacons,
还有一般人他们是圣徒,
and then there's a group, they're the saints.
他们的头上有光环的,
they have a halo on their head.
我们都不是,
we are not saints.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
看见没有?
Do you see that?
有一个可能,
there's a possibility.
一个充满生命的东西,
a thing that's full of life.
讲到长老就是父老,
when you speak about elders, it speaks about the life of a father.
讲到执事就是少年人,
deacons, it just speaks of life of a young man. You can interchange the words.
不是地位的问题,
it's not a matter of position.
是生命的问题,
it's a matter of life.
你有多少的生命做多少的事,
however much life you have, you do so much work.
这是教会,
this is the church.
社会不是,
the society is not this way. The society is what position you have determines what you do.
你的地位和你的生命不一定成比例的,
your position and your life is not necessarily correspondent.
这个世界从外面到里面的,
so this world begins from the outward to the inward.
但是教会是从中心达到圆周的,
but the church is from the center to the outside.
所以弟兄姊妹,
to the outside.
莫非现在教会慢慢变成世界了吗?
Has the church slowly started to become the world?
所以弟兄姊妹你看见,
so brothers and sisters, you see,
所以因着这个缘故,
because of this,
你看当约翰补网的时候,
so when John was mending the net,
他不提长老,
he was not mentioned, he mentioned elders, but he mentioned fathers.
他不提执事,
he didn't mention deacons.
但是他提什么? 但是他提这个, 提到这个, 提到这个少年人,
he mentions the young men.
那他也提到一般的人,
and then he speaks about the rest.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见没有?
You see that?
因着这个缘故,
because of this,
就证明说教会进入另外一种情况了。
It proves that the church has entered into another state.
那么当他写启示录的时候,
so when he wrote the book of Revelation,
你记不记得?
Do you remember?
就在主日的时候,
on the Lord's day,
他在巴摩海岛,
he was in the island of Patmos.
他心中想念, 亚细亚的众教会,
and he was thinking about the churches in Asia Minor.
你怎么知道呢?
How do you know that?
你很清楚的,
that's very clear.
你知道如果天气好, 他可以看得见以弗所,
if the weather was good, he would be able to see Ephesus.
所以以弗所最近的,
so Ephesus is closest.
远一点是士美拿,
and then Smyrna.
再远一点是别加摩,
a little further Pergamum,
然后推亚推拉,
and then Thyatira.
然后呢这个是沙迪,
and then Sardis,
然后菲拉帖菲,
and then Philadelphia,
然后老底加,
and then Laodicea.
你看他那个次序啊,
If you look at the order,
你就知道他心中在怀念亚细亚的教会。
So you know that in his heart he was thinking about the churches in Asia.
他对他们熟得很啊。
He knew them very well.
你记不记得约瑟和他的兄弟们相认的时候？
Remember when Joseph came and met his brothers again?
这个吃饭的时候啊。
When they were eating,
他完全按着他哥哥们年长的次序替他们排位置，他们吓得不得了。
He knew exact order of who was the oldest and arranged that way.
这里怎么有一个人知道他们长幼的次序？
So how did someone know their age?
因为这些兄弟根本虽然年纪经过好多年，还是在约瑟的心里面。
Because for many years these brethren were still in the heart of Joseph.
所以我们就在巴摩海岛。
So on the island of Patmos.
你可以看得见从近而远。
So from the nearest to the farthest.
老约翰怀念他所服侍的众教会。
John was thinking about the churches he served.
到特别到了主日的时候。
Especially on the Lord's Day.
应该是和众圣徒在一起的时候。
It's a time when he would spend with the saints.
现在我们知道约翰是一个人在巴摩海岛。
But now John was alone in the island of Patmos.
他怀念他们。
He was thinking of them.
他想到他们的情形。
He thought about their condition.
他每一个教会他都知道。
And he knew the condition of each church.
结果后面有一个声音。
But then there was a voice behind him.
叫他转过来。
To turn around.
当他想起亚细亚的众教会。
When he was thinking about the churches in Asia Minor.
他心里非常
His heart was so saddened.
他没有办法表达他里面的感觉。
He couldn't express the sense within him.
但有一件事，他回过头的时候。
But when he turned around,
他完全没有想到。
But he couldn't imagine.
他当他看见教会的情形的时候。
When he saw the condition of the church,
这个回过头，他发现他在天上。
When he turned around, he saw that he was in heaven.
在圣所里面。
He was in the holy place.
有七个金的灯台。
There were seven golden lampstands.
在小亚细亚有七个教会。
In Asia Minor, there were seven churches.
结果在天上有七座的灯台。
And then there were seven lampstands.
换一句话说，只要在地上有一个教会。
If there was a church on earth,
在天上就有一座金灯台。
There was a golden lampstand in heaven.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是何等的安慰。
This is so comforting.
你回过头去看。
When you look back.
你就看见教会的前途。
You saw the future of the church.
如果你看见教会的情形。
If you see the condition of the church.
你知道它里面有很深很深的感觉。
You know that in him he has a deep sense.
但是你回头一看。
But when you look back,
教会是有盼望的。
The church has a future.
为什么？第一，他们是属天的。
Why? Because they belong to heaven.
第二
，Second,
我们的主没有放弃他们。
The Lord didn't give up on them.
我们的主行走在金灯台中。
The Lord is walking amidst the lampstands.
有的灯慢慢快熄灭了。
Some lamps were giving out.
那个灯芯开始冒烟了。
And then the wick started to smoke.
结果我们的主就是那个祭司拿那个金的剪刀。
So our Lord Jesus was that priest that used that golden scissors.And he was trimming the wick.
灯又明亮了。
And then the light will become lightened again. So brothers and sisters,
你有没有想到？
Did you ever think about it?
今天地上的教会，
The church on earth today,
原来就是天上的金灯台。
Is actually lampstands in heaven.
而且是主行走在我们中间。
And the Lord Jesus walks among us.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见没有？我们的主从来没有放松我们。
Our Lord Jesus never let go of us.
而那个七个心乃是在他手里面。
And then those seven wicks are in his hands.
那个七个心乃是把指着教会中的圣者来说的。
This wick speaks about the overcomers of the church.
我们的主从来没有放手的。
The Lord Jesus never let go.
所以教会有没有明天？
So does the church have a tomorrow?
你往前面看，
if you look forward,
是一个答案。
There's one answer.
你回过头看，
if you look back,
是另外一个答案。
It's another answer.
你看地上的光景，
if you look at condition on earth, it's one condition.
你看天上的情形，
you look at the heavenly picture.
你就知道教会有没有明天。
You know if the church has a
future. 教会有没有前途？
Does the church have a future?
那么那个七个教会是什么情形呢？
What are the condition of the seven churches?
你知道借助七封书信，
from the seven epistles,
你还记不记得？
You remember?
我们的主就讲到每一个教会的情形。
Our Lord Jesus spoke about the condition of each church.
啊，现在我们就懂了。
Now we understand.
谁最明白这七个教会的光景？
Who understood most the condition of the church?
当然是老约翰。
Of course, it's John.
如果圣灵要描写这个七个教会的光景，
If the Holy Spirit were to describe the condition of the church,
当然是借着老约翰。
Of course, through John.
所以那里的光景，
So the condition there,
就是约翰所观察的情形。
Is what John observed.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在教会经过另外33年。
Now the church went through another 33 years.
稀奇的很。
Isn't it amazing?
七个教会里面，
And amongst the seven churches.
有五个教会需要悔改。
Five needed to repent.
有没有听错？
Did you think,
有没有讲错？
Is it wrong?
原因在哪里？
What was the reason?
这个悔改的道是对世界讲的。
Now the message of repentance should be preached to the world.
今天怎么对教会要传悔改的道理?
How come you're preaching the gospel of repentance?
这是主说的,
弟兄姊妹。 This is what the Lord says.
今天如果你我向教会忠心的话,
if we're faithful to the church today,
今天你不只是对世界传悔改的道,
you not only preach the gospel of repentance to the world,
今天对教会也要传悔改的道,
you often preach the gospel of repentance to the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
七个教会有五个教会要悔改。
Among the seven churches, five need to repent.
这证明什么?
What does that prove?
教会是成熟了,
it proves that the church matured.
但是教会也老化了,
but the church also aged.
约翰非常稀奇,
so John was amazed.
他看自己脸上有皱纹,
he saw that there were wrinkles on his face.
他会明白,
he will understand.
他知道在亚当里的生命是这样的生命,
he knows that the life in Adam is this way.
他像西面一样,
it's just like Simeon.
你想的西面, 你一定脸上满了皱纹的,
Simeon must be full of wrinkles.
所以约翰觉得自己
So John felt that he was like Simeon.
但是弟兄姊妹不要忘记,
but don't forget, brothers, where is our hope?
西面的盼望在哪里?
Where is the hope of John?
有一天把主耶稣抱在他的怀里,
is when Simeon once held the life of the Lord Jesus in his hand.
那个生命是个完全的生命,
that life was a perfect life.
是没有瑕疵的生命,
it's a life without blemish.
是年轻的生命,
it was a young life.
脸上一点的皱纹都没有,
there were no wrinkles on his face.
两个对照底下,
when in the contrast,
一个在亚当里面,
one in Adam,
一个是基督,
one was Christ. Brothers and sisters,
今天基督在我们里面,
today Christ is in us.
我们这个人就是外面的人,
our life is outwardly.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
约翰能够说,
so John can say,
外面的人一天毁坏一天,
that the outer life, outward man is decaying each day,
day by day. 那我里面的人却一天新似一天,
but my inner man is stronger every day.
但是我明白我脸上的皱纹,
but I understand the wrinkles on my face.
因为那是西面的故事,
because
那是亚当的故事,
of the story of Simeon.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
约翰觉得一件不明白的事,
John couldn't understand one thing.
怎么可能?
How is it possible?
教会会老化,
the church would also age.
教会怎么能会有老皱纹?
How can the church have wrinkles?
教会不是基督的身体吗?
Isn't the church the body of Christ?
那个生命不是基督的生命?
Isn't that the life, the life of Christ?
基督的生命怎么可能老化?
How can the life of Christ become aged?
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
请我们记得,
let us remember,
最后33年,
the last 33 years,
给我们看见,
it shows us this,
教会的确老化,
the church had aged.
不要忘记,
don't forget,
是约翰看见教会诞生的,
so John saw the church being born,
他也看见教会成熟,
he saw all the, saw the church mature.
但是为什么他多活了33年?
Why did he live another 33 years?
为什么不像保罗一样, 那个时候就到荣耀里去?
Why did he wasn't just like Paul and then went into glory directly?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
你看见这个指示是托付给,
you see that this ministry was given to John.
他看见教会果然有了皱纹,
he saw that the church indeed had wrinkles.
果然有了玷污,
indeed had blemish.
这就代表最后的33年,
this shows us the last 33 years.
主耶稣仿佛告诉约翰,
as if the Lord Jesus told John,
你只活100年,
you just live 100 years.
你只知道100年的情形,
you'd only know the condition of 100 years.
但这七个教会,
but these seven churches,
乃是代表整个教会在主回来以前的情形,
it represents the condition of the whole history of the church until before our Lord Jesus comes. I see even further than you do.
我看了几乎是2000年以后,
I see more than 2,000 years later.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看看我们的今天,
look at our condition today.
果然那个七个教会的情形,
the condition of the seven churches,
不光是第一个世纪的,
not just the, it speaks of the first century,
也是今天的,
it's also of today.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你我也会问,
you and I will ask,
教会怎么会老化了?
How can the church age?
谁负责?
Who's responsible?
谁负责任的?
Who's responsible?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天不错,
true,
教会是放在一般人的肩膀上,
the church is upon the shoulders of people.
但是教会的责任不光在长老执事的身上,
but the responsibility is not just upon the elders.
教会的责任在我们每一个人的身上,
the responsibility of the church is upon each one of each and every one of us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
教会怎么能走向老化呢?
How can the church age?
所以问题在这里,
so the problem is this,
我们问一个问题,
we ask a question,
教会 有没有明天?
Does the church have tomorrow?
当约翰往前看的时候,
as John looks forward,
教会老化了,
the church aged.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他转过身来,
when he turned around,
他得着安慰,
he was comforted.
教会是有明天,
the church has a tomorrow.
这就是教会的前途,
this is the future of the church.
我们明天再继续,
we will continue tomorrow.
我们低头个简单祷告,
let us bow with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
把这些话赏给我们。
For giving us these words.
我们求你在这个周末。
We ask that during this weekend.
把这些话深深印在我们
身上。May you impress these words upon us.
叫你的心能够得着满足。
That your heart may be satisfied.
但愿你在这个时代。
That in this generation,
在你回来以前
before you return,
你所要做的事能够完成
you may complete the work that you want to do.
听我们的祷告
hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名
in Jesus' precious name.